You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hello, this is Gary Bauer, Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. We're always glad that you're with us, but we are particularly glad that you're with us today because this is a very important podcast. Dr. Dobson is very concerned about a development here in Washington, D.C., and the whole James Dobson Family Institute team is gearing up to do something about it. Dr. Dobson has said recently that this problem we're getting ready to tell you about, this initiative that the Biden administration has, will impact every family in America, and not for the good, not for in a positive way. Now, here are the details. The United Nations has a healthcare arm that you probably have heard of. It's usually referred to as WHO, WHO. Well, those initials stand for the World Health Organization. By the way, that entity, according to many experts, is controlled by Communist China. They have so much influence in the World Health Organization that Communist China often determines what the World Health Organization does and does not do. Now, the Biden administration has been very quietly working behind the scenes because it wants to transfer power that we have now as Americans to the World Health Organization. And specifically, during the next time that the United States has a health emergency, like the emergency we had during COVID, the Biden administration wants the World Health Organization to be able to tell the United States, as well as 194 other nations that belong to the World Health Organization, what we can and can't do during that health emergency. Now, I'm shocked by that. That's really an extraordinary thing for them to be pushing. Now, we all remember what happened over the last 3 years during COVID. We watched while the federal government, state governments, and even local governments had to make some pretty big decisions about what to do to protect us from COVID and how to fight back against COVID. A lot of those decisions were really controversial. You'll remember businesses were shut down by order of the federal government or by governors, and some of those businesses went bankrupt. I mean, if you're told you can't do business for weeks and then months, and in some cases for over a year, businesses couldn't withstand that. You'll recall we shut down schools. Now, usually that was done by an order of a governor or sometimes by a mayor, but that was a controversial decision. We have since found out, as you probably know, that shutting down those schools really hurt our children. They lost a lot of learning. We've dropped behind other countries that didn't shut down their schools. We know that many students, because they were isolated at home, ended up developing emotional problems that those students are still dealing with. Now, here's something else that happened. I got to tell you, I was screaming mad about this. There were governments and governors who said, well, look, if you are essential, you don't have to shut down. But if you're non-essential, you do have to shut down. And then those same governors decided that churches were not essential, but that abortion clinics were. That was outrageous as far as I'm concerned. But that happened in a lot of different states. Well, now look, there was a silver lining in all this. If you didn't like what the federal government was doing or what your governor was doing or the state legislature or the local school board or the mayor, as an American citizen, as a free man and woman, you had things you could do. you could contact as elected officials and say, hey, you're going off the rails on this. You need to rethink that particular decision. You could go to school board meetings or city council meetings or, call your governor or your state legislator or your member of Congress. Well, what if President Biden is successful in transferring the decision-making power during the next healthcare emergency? If he's successful in giving the power during that emergency, not to the governor, not to the state legislature, not to the school board, even the president wouldn't have the power, but instead transfer that power to this bureaucracy that's part of the United Nations. Well, if the United Nations bureaucracy, if the World Health Organization makes a bad decision, there's nothing you can do about that. You won't be able to contact that bureaucracy. You won't be able to vote any of them out of office in that bureaucracy if they keep doing things that you believe as an American is the wrong way to go. That's why this is such a terrible decision, a terrible initiative that the Biden administration has decided to do. Now, there's not much news about it, you know, because it's not being done through an act of Congress. The newspapers aren't writing very much about it. And quite frankly, President Biden is not talking very much about it. But there's a meeting coming up in just a few weeks at the end of May. It's a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. And the Biden administration hopes that at that meeting, it will be able to transfer these powers we currently have as American citizens and as our government has to the World Health Organization and essentially to the United Nations. And the Biden administration is also working behind the scenes to get all 194 nations that belong to the World Health Organization to do the same thing. So we've only got a few weeks. We have to take action now to avoid the loss of sovereignty, avoid the ability to govern ourselves during a health emergency. Now, some of you may think, well, gosh, this sounds kind of complicated and I can't go to Geneva, Switzerland, and I don't feel like I've got all the details. You don't really need to have many details and you don't need to go to Geneva, Switzerland. You can stay in your own home and do just a couple of things. Now, this is what Dr. Dobson is calling for all of us to do. First of all, he wants us to pray. I mean, that's always the first step we need to take when we're in trouble. We can pray that our liberty that comes from God be preserved. We can pray that America turns its heart back to that God. Our own founding documents say that our liberty comes from Him, not from government here in the United States. And our liberty certainly doesn't come from the United Nations or the World Health Organization. So it's very important that together we pray. Second of all, in addition to praying, Dr. Dobson wants all of you to make a phone call to your congressmen and your senators. I want you to take this number down right now. The number is 202-224-3121. When you call that number, you will be connected to a Capitol Hill switchboard. And that individual on the switchboard will ask you who you want to be connected to. Who do you want to talk to? And here's what you do. You tell that Capitol Hill operator that you're from this state and this city, and you want to talk to your member of the House of Representatives and to your senators. That Capitol Hill switchboard operator will then connect you with your congressman's office and your senator's offices. When the receptionist in that office answers the phone, All you need to say is, I'm calling to let Congressman so-and-so or Senator so-and-so know that we do not want the Biden administration to transfer our rights as American citizens to make important decisions during a health emergency to the United Nations or the World Health Organization. Tell that congressional office you want that plan to be stopped. And not only that, you want Congress to defund the World Health Organization. Now, you may not think a phone call can make that much of a difference, but over the years of working with Dr. Dobson, I have been on his radio program many, many times. And when he put the word out for good men and women like you, his grassroots around the country, to call Capitol Hill, I've been on Capitol Hill when those calls start pouring in. And I want to tell you, my friends, it is a wonderful sight to see. It is a wonderful sound to hear when all those phones start ringing in that congressional office or in that Senate office. You will and can make a difference. Those congressmen and senators sit up and take notice when they start hearing from hundreds of thousands of Americans like you. So this is not a hard thing to do. The entire James Dobson Family Institute team is being galvanized, is being organized right now by Dr. Dobson to spring into action. And you're part of that team, and we need you to take that action. You know, these are your rights, and rights are like muscles. If you don't exercise your muscles, those muscles end up waning. They end up evaporating. If you don't exercise your right, the same thing happens to those rights. So Dr. Dobson very much wants to make you to make this call. Call 202-224-3121. And do that after you have prayed to God that he would intervene in defense of our liberty and that America would return our hearts to him. Well, God bless you and God bless America. Take action today.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.